You're listening to SBS News.
It's a threat you can't always see, but its impact can be crippling. Cyber attacks have affected numerous Australian organisations in the past 18 months, including Channel 9 earlier this year, which disrupted broadcast operations. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute's Chief Executive Rachel Folk says Australia is seen as a soft target due to a policy vacuum. She warns more attacks could occur soon.
We have businesses, small and large, that run on connected systems, so connected systems, the internet, and in lots of cases their cybersecurity posture just isn't right. It's not where it needs to be in terms of risk mitigation and realising that cyber attack and ransomware is an entirely foreseeable event, and organisations need to be aware of that.
Ransomware attacks are a form of malware designed to encrypt a victim's files until a ransom is paid. Government research shows cybercrime is costing the Australian economy about $3.5 billion a year. This has prompted the federal government to consider extra responsibilities for directors of large Australian companies, so they are obligated to mitigate their risks of falling victim. Here's Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews.
Awareness is an important part of that. But that's not all. Beyond awareness, we then need to look at what we're going to do to make sure that our small and medium enterprises, as well as our large enterprises, understand that they have to secure the data that they currently hold, because that is data that comes from their clients, their customers. So they need to be securing that, and they need to be looking at their own risk management.
It's a cyber threat that's grown as a result of the pandemic, according to Melbourne IT consultant Angelo De Silva. He's urging companies to take the time to educate themselves and their staff on how to avoid a cyber crime.
More people working from home these days, and they're using their own computers, which are not as secure as their company computers. The number one threat for any business is the employees. So for example, if they're not educated, there can be a chance they accidentally click on a link, accidentally download a file, or even getting a scam phone call.
While some experts want to mandate the reporting of these attacks, the government says it wants to trial a voluntary approach first. It's one of many cybersecurity reforms currently being considered. More clarity on the legality of ransom payments is also being called for.
For example, in the United States, it is not a criminal offence to pay the ransom as long as they're not paying what's known as sanctioned entities, terrorist organisations. We need the same clarity here.
Home Affairs Minister Miss Andrews emphasises victims not to pay a ransomware claim at all. A discussion paper is due to be finalised next month. Hashayla Kumara-Wansa, SBS News.